You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
We've been graduating trainees for a really long time. You know, some years we've graduated up to about 150. So,
wow.
But yeah, this year 50, and we've got another 50 due to start next year as well.
Yeah, and I spoke to one of your graduates actually a few years back. What's his name? Pina. He's based in.
Tyrone. Yeah.
Pina.
Yeah.
doing very, very well, and he's just an example of what good traineeship can lead to.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tyrone actually started off, I think he did a traineeship in one of the banks. I think it was National Australia Bank.
Yeah.
And Tyrone often talks about how, you know, even though he probably wasn't planning on a career in the banks, those skills he learned in the bank around customer service, financial management, sales, he said now have been great skills that he's been able to use in his new career. And, you know, he's in media now, which is fantastic.
Wow, he's moved on. Because when I spoke
to
him, he was doing something different a few years back. And you're involved with so many things. And your trainees actually all end up being employed where they've done their traineeships?
Well, not all of them. A majority of those trainees that finished their qualification and finished their formal traineeship, probably at least half get offered full-time jobs by their employer.
Yeah.
But a significant portion go on and identify new areas that they want to go into. I mean, trainees, because they're young people, I mean, not everyone knows what you want to do with your life when you're in high school. So a lot of our young people, like a Tyrone, do their traineeship and then they, you know, have had an opportunity to kind of figure out what they want to do, and they go on to other employment afterwards, which is fantastic too.
You also had awards recently?
Yeah. So we always like to celebrate every trainee, but we also highlight, you know, one or two who've done a pretty extra special kind of contribution throughout their traineeship. Usually it's someone who's, you know, overcome significant kind of challenge in finishing their traineeship, because traineeships are 2 years. So a lot can change in a young person's life over 2 years. So we do like to celebrate that. Yes, it's great. Everyone gets a qualification and earning money and going on to an exciting career. But we also say it's a lot of resilience, a lot of courage, a lot of hard work that goes in achieving this. And we like to acknowledge that and celebrate that. So each year we also have a major award for somebody who's shown that little bit of extra, I guess a little bit of extra fight or grit to get them through.
Yeah.
So that's always wonderful to do that each year as well.
Yeah. And this year's winner of in one category, the GP Synergy Trainee, Rihanna Reid. What can you tell us about her achievement and her as a person?
Yeah. See, so Rihanna was started off her traineeship in regional New South Wales in a town called Dubbo. And she, again, demonstrated a lot of, perseverance, you know. There was a number of changes that happened in her life, and she ended up actually moving away from her hometown on her own during the traineeship. And we were able to, I mean, I guess this is the beauty of AES in that we've got offices all around the country. We were able to support Rihanna to stay in her traineeship, but support her to do the move. And she had to relocate to another town. She ended up in Newcastle along the coast. And she didn't give up on her traineeship. She didn't let that change in her life affect, you know, focusing on her career and her qualifications. And she stuck with it, relocated, same company, but, you know, different supervisors, different town. And she did a fantastic job. She finished her qualification early.
Yeah.
Her employer loved her. Hard worker, and she also finished two qualifications rather than the one. So, you know, I guess when you think she could have given up, and not completed it, she really shone at the end of it.
You see inclusion of traineeship in an organization as not only an opportunity for the trainees, but for other team members to benefit through sharing their experiences and skills.
We all know the value is of these programs and supporting our young ones.
Yeah.
But it's also great to hear from the employers. Majority are non-Aboriginal people as well, and non-Aboriginal organisations employing our young trainees. The benefit they get from learning about Aboriginal culture or Torres Strait Islander culture, enjoying and celebrating our culture with us. Our young ones share so much of that knowledge and skills with these organisations who probably haven't worked with Aboriginal people before, don't know much about Indigenous culture in Australia, and create some really nice connections between community and their organisation as well. So we're seeing so many new employers approach us about taking on young trainees, because they're really committed to, I don't know, kind of contributing back to Australia in a really important way, or just want to, you know, be part of Australia's best culture,
which
is Indigenous culture, and they, you know, see that as a great way to contribute to Australian culture.
For next year, are all the traineeship positions already filled, or you're still looking for candidates?
So lucky, if people are interested in a traineeship with the AES, we've got pretty diverse opportunities. We've got some opportunities in Darwin, we've got some opportunities in southeast Queensland, around the Brisbane sort of area, regional New South Wales, and we're actually recruiting for those right now. So if anyone's interested, get in contact with your local AES office. And if you don't know where yours is, get on the website aes.org.au and find your local office. Give them a buzz and just, find out what opportunities are in your area. We can hook you up for something ready to start as you come back after Christmas.
Yeah, no, we'll put the message out there.
I just think the value of a traineeship, why a young person is at school, is they're getting valuable work experience, paid work experience, an industry recognised qualification, kind of gives them the edge on everyone else. So when they do finish school, they've already got 2 years experience, they've got a great qualification, and, you know, employers are really looking out for young people, and they kind of got the edge on everyone else. So it's a great way to set you up for a great career, earning better money, and having access to some better opportunities.
Yeah. One thing I also noticed a few years back when I was covering things like Awabakal or Tyrone Pana, some of the apprentices actually, because some people believe that for apprenticeships you have to be a young career starter, but some people are actually going to traineeships just to change careers and look to
Absolutely.
Other opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. So, you know, we've been talking about school-based traineeships, but AES also does full-time traineeships, and there's no age limit on that.
Yeah.
You know, so probably the average age of our full-time trainees and full-time apprentices, so we do apprenticeships as well, you know, they're people right up until their late 20s, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in a full-time traineeship or an apprenticeship, also get in touch with us and we can see what opportunities are out there.
Yeah.
No age limit.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.